Live across the Great Lakes State, you're connected to Michigan's most engaging and influential radio and television program, Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shields, presented by Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Michigan, and Blue Care Network.
I'm producer and creative director Tony Cuthbert.
I am world correspondent Nikki Hale.
This is meteorologist John McMurray.
And I'm media director Morgan Hall.
Now in the shadow of the Capitol Dome in Lansing, he's heard from the beaches of Lake Michigan to the halls of power and behind closed doors. Here's Michigan's Michael Patrick Shields.
Michael Patrick Shields is on the air.
Good morning, world.
Good morning, Michigan. I'm Chad Livengood from the Detroit News, filling in for Michael Patrick Shields, who is on assignment this week in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. And we are talking about the lame duck session, as we have been all week, because the lawmakers are in session until December 18th, and they are passing legislation at a quick pace, and it'll only get faster next week. Joining us on the line here to talk about education issues is Amber Arellano of the Education Trust Midwest. Welcome to the program, Amber.
Good morning, Chad.
Sorry, I did not botch your name there, did I?
Just a little. That's okay. I'm used to it.
Can you pronounce it for me again?
It's Arellano. It's a Spanish pronunciation.
Arellano. Okay.
Yeah.
My last name is Livengood, and you know, 9 out of 10 people say Livengood, so I'm pretty desensitized to botching, having your name botched. So
right. The American way. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different variations of my name too. So, well, thank you for joining us here. Obviously, there are, you know, road funding is sucking up a lot of oxygen in the room right now. And Elliot Larson and the civil rights legislation and the religious freedom, they're taking up some space as well, or maybe that's kind of fading off at this point. But there are some big looming issues that are important to educators, labor unions, and school administrators and reformers alike. Can you kind of walk us through some of the big bills that are pending that affect people's children?
Sure. One big bill is something that's been worked on by stakeholders all over the state for more than 2 years. That's establishing a statewide framework for teacher evaluation and support. We are a state that essentially every teacher, every school, every teacher preparation program makes up its own definition of what effective and even great teaching looks like. And that helps lead to a lot of variation in classroom performance for teachers and educators. We also don't have any kind of standards or a systematic way of getting better feedback and coaching and training for teachers throughout their careers. And so this system would be the first time that Michigan was going to do that. So lots of people have had, hundreds of hours have been devoted to this. There's support across principals and administrators, superintendents, nonpartisan organizations like ours. The MEA Teachers Union is supporting the bills. But, you know, we've now seen new bills come out. And so it's unclear what those are going to look like and whether or not all these stakeholders will continue to support them, and if this will move in the next few weeks before lawmakers go on holiday break.
What's the change to the bills, and what's the hang-up?
We don't know yet. They haven't been introduced. We just know that there's more coming. And so I think there's going to be a conversation about really figuring out what the state's role in this will be. And also another question mark is around the state's investment in this new system. Governor Snyder has he committed more than $80 million over 3 years, which was a really laudable commitment and investment proposal. And now really it's a big question about of whether his party will support him in making that investment happen in our teaching quality in the state.
We're not talking about merit pay here at this point, are we?
No, we're not. And in large part, we really can't do that in any kind of thoughtful way because we don't have good data. Almost every teacher in the state is considered effective right now, and we don't really have any data to really tell us who would deserve merit pay. If everybody's great, does everybody get merit pay? And we know that that we've got a problem in not necessarily always giving our teachers the most honest feedback. If a teacher is a second-year yeah. teacher and they're struggling and they're really not great yet, it's probably not in their best interest to tell them that they're great and sort of pass them along. And I started my career as a teacher. It's an extraordinarily difficult, challenging, and wonderful profession. And it's hard, and it takes years to really become great. So this system is all about that. It's about making teachers great, giving them good feedback, and investing in their training.
The $80 million three-year program, what is that paying for? I mean, what additional expenses do schools going to have to absorb here, or they need help with, essentially, to implement this kind of system?
Well, the schools have already implemented it, and that's part of the reason why the K-12 system and organizations really want this, because we're doing it right now without real training and without, for example, we haven't invested in training evaluators that actually really know what effective teaching looks like and can go into classrooms and accurately evaluate teachers and then give them constructive feedback that helps them improve. Mm-hmm. One of the fastest growing states in terms of student learning is the state of Tennessee. And Tennessee has done a remarkable job in the last several years in creating new systems of improvement and feedback and coaching, including this kind of system. They are now leading the country for third grade reading. Even their African American students are the fastest growing state in the country for third grade reading. So they had been a state that had been mediocre at best in public education, lower performing than Michigan and most states in the country. They are now performing better than Michigan and fast outpacing us. And in the next 5 to 10 years, we'll probably become a top education state.
Speaking of third grade reading, there's a bill that relates to that. Can you talk about that real quickly?
Sure. That's a pretty dramatic bill. Michigan has a new school accountability system that was intended to give parents more information about how schools are really doing. And we have, you know, we have so many school choices now, and parents don't always know which school should I send my child. How do I know, you know, what a good school is? And so one of the things that this would do is actually give letter grades to schools. And we haven't done that. Right now we give color coding grades to schools, and a lot of people are confused about what is a lime green compared to a amber yellow. And so it also would change how we hold schools accountable. So we wouldn't just hold them accountable for proficiency or performance, but also about how they're improving the student growth of their students, or the growth of how fast students are learning, how much they're learning. And that makes a lot of sense. And it's unclear whether this will move through the House this month. There's still a lot of debate about this, particularly among the traditional K-12 organizations.
Amber Arellano, thank you for joining us from the Education Trust Midwest.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I'm Chad Livengood from the Detroit News. Thank you for listening. Stick around. You're listening to Michigan's Big Show.
Getting ready in our updated bathroom. Thanks for getting that done.
I'm glad I made that call to Headland Plumbing.
Call 1-800-HEDLUND.
I have a question for you. Are you getting the most out of your health insurance plan? Now, I realize that may not be an easy question to answer, because how can you be sure that you are? Well, if you carry an insurance card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network, the answer is easy, because the website bcbsm.com gives members a simple way to manage their health plan, and it helps them take advantage of all the benefits that come with a card from Blue Cross. On the site, Blue Cross members have access to a personal dashboard that allows them to review recent health care claims and easily keep track of their deductibles and their out-of-pocket costs. And many of the free tools and resources on the site can be accessed through smartphones, so members are good to go even when they're on the go. If you're a Blue Cross member and you're not registered at bcbsm.com, you're missing out. So register and log in today to feel confident you're getting the most out of your health plan. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Imagine more at Fair State University. Imagine choosing from more than 180 degree programs, including digital animation and game design, optometry, and PGA golf management. Yes, a golf management program. Imagine small classrooms with faculty who genuinely care about your individual needs. Imagine using practical, hands-on, cutting-edge research that just might make you the right person for the job. At Fair State University, you too can imagine more.
What a relief. The rotten egg smell from the faucets is gone. Thanks for getting that fixed.
I'm glad I made that call to Headland Plumbing.
Call 1-800-HEDLUND.